Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Gil Hoffman is an Israeli-American. He's a journalist, he's a political correspondent, the executive director of Honest Reporting. He joins us this morning. Gil, good morning to you. Well, you've had an early start. How are you?
Eventually, after they woke us up to go to the bomb shelter at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Incredible.
Which in retrospect was unnecessary. I mean, they just...
It's like they just wanted to tell you, just like share the news. So share the news with you guys. We've got something to tell you. We're going to wake up the whole country to tell you this.
We're so used to that meaning that we have to go to the shelter for exactly 10 minutes.
Right.
And then go back up that everybody did and then didn't understand that we didn't. And not only could we go back up, we could go back to sleep. And stop watching the news.
Were you able to? That's interesting that you were. You know, I got a call to, you know, when this was happening all the way here in South Africa, and I couldn't go back to sleep. But it's maybe just being further away is also more nerve-wracking. What is the sense? I know it's still early to tell, but what is... You know, Israel, as everyone says it's a divided nation. I'm never really convinced how divided it is. I don't believe it's as divided as people like to say. But that said, even assuming that, is there likely to be support across the board for this preemptive strike?
Absolutely. Even those who hate Netanyahu and have wanted him out of power for a long time. Will unite behind the army and what it has to do to make sure that the biggest threat that Israel's ever faced will be removed. We united on October 7th. We united during the last two Iranian strikes against Israel. And we will unite now because this is a historic moment. This is like the time that Israel destroyed the nuclear reactors in Iraq and in Syria by surprise. And here, this was a surprise attack too. And the whole point, Howard, of why October 7th was such a disaster was because we were taken by surprise.
Exactly.
And the whole point of why we can't get these hostages home is because they're in tunnels. And in tunnels, it removes the element of surprise.
Which is so interesting because you wouldn't have thought that's possible given the rhetoric and given the language of war between the countries.
That's funny because they had to create it artificially. You had various statements by Donald Trump that apparently were part of the deception. You had a meeting set for Sunday of Witkoff in Tehran and all kinds of the chief of staff of the American army supposed to come here. And even perhaps Avner Netanyahu's wedding on Monday was part of the deception. One day we'll find out.
Yeah. How do you anticipate this is going to be covered by the news? I mean, do you roll your eyes and think, no? Because at Honest Reporting, you know, this is, I imagine you guys rolling your eyes thinking, okay, here we go. Now we're going to have to sit down and watch the BBC and Sky and hold them to account. Do you think there'll be any more objectivity and balance than we have seen?
Oh, my. Howard, you know, we don't work that way. We don't anticipate. We act immediately.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, I know other organizations that monitor the media put out articles and social media about something that happened a week ago. We act within seconds.
Right.
No, so there already were, I'll read you a headline, AP. Israel's attack on Iran raises potential for an all-out war. Excuse me?
Wow. 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 Wow.
That's the Associated Press, New York Times. The scale of the attacks and the damage they caused were not immediately clear, but the strikes raised fears that the long simmering conflict could escalate into an all-out war involving the two most powerful militaries in the Middle East. Now, again, we've been attacked on seven fronts. Is that not all-out war? You need like.
And who exactly are the Houthis? You know, who funds and the Houthis? Who funds Hamas? Like it's an absurdity anyway. But so yeah, okay. So you are up and running, and that is. Oh, sorry. Tell us about the Guardian. Yeah,
of course. Israel strikes on Iran show Trump is unable to restrain Netanyahu.
No,
his Middle East slips closer to chaos.
No, wow.
Closer to chaos.
Much closer. I see that.
There were more Jews killed in one day than any day since the Holocaust. Wasn't chaos. That was just like a walk in the park, huh?
And not only that, I mean, anybody with half a brain can see how closely the US and Israel worked on this. It wasn't that Trump was trying to restrain anybody. I mean, that in of itself shows such a ignorant, or maybe willful ignorance. Either way, it is 6:52. I do need to leave it there. Gil Hoffman, thank you as always. Keep doing the work you're doing. We'll keep checking in with you. Gil Hoffman is an Israeli-American journalist, political correspondent, and executive director of Honest Reporting.